تواضع جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه وعبد الله بن السلام رضي الله عنهما. وأخرج الطبراني عن سليم أبي الهذيل قال: كنت رفاء على باب جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه، فكان يخرج فيركب بغلة ويحمل غلامه خلفه. قال الهيثمي إلى الآخر. وأخرج الطبراني بإسناد حسن عن عبد الله بن السلام رضي الله عنه أنه مر في السوق وعليه حزمة من حطب، فقيل: لما يحملك على هذا وقد أغناك الله عن هذا؟ قال: أردت أن أدفع الكبرة، سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لا يدخل الجنة من كان من في قلبه خردلة من كبر. ورواه الأصبهاني إلا أنه قال: مثقال ذرة من كبر. قول علي رضي الله عنه: ثلاث هن رأس التواضع. وأخرج العسكري عن علي رضي الله عنه قال: ثلاث هن رأس التواضع: أن يبدأ بالسلام من لقيه، ويرضى بالدون من شرف المجلس، ويكره الرياء والسمعة. كذا في الكنز. الله أكبر. This is among the traits and the qualities of the greatest of people, meaning the Sahaba Kiram رضي الله عنهم. Humility and humbleness, not to look down upon anybody, and not to think very, very great about oneself. To always respect everyone, fulfill the haqq of all of mankind. Sulaim Abil Hudail says, I was an upholsterer, and I would do my work. I had my store near Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu's house. And I would see him. Now, Jarir bin Abdullah, very great Sahabi. And before his Islam, he was a Yemeni prince. He came from Yemen. He was a Sahabi who embraced Islam not long before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world. Jarir bin Abdullah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would say, he is the Yusuf of this Ummah. So he says that I noticed Jarir radiallahu anhu riding his mule, and his slave used to ride along with him on the same mule. So that is humility. Meaning, he didn't say to his slave, you must walk. It's one mule, but both of us will sit together. And he didn't deem it below him that how can a slave sit with me? No, we sit together. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was one day, and Abdullah bin Salam was a Jewish rabbi, and Allah gave him hidayah. He studied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's description in the previous book, the Torah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Medina Munawwara, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, this is the man described in our books. His name was Husayn with a sad. Husayn. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed his name to Abdullah. Even though there were other Sahaba whose names were Husayn, there was one very elderly Sahabi, Hazrat Imran bin Husayn. Hazrat Imran was Muslim. His father was sent to go meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and convince Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stop da'wah. The parliament of Makkah sent Husayn to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and convince him. He says, I can go because my son is there, and I'm very upset with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because why did he take my son? So he comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks to him so kindly and so intellectually. Study the report. He says at the end, Hazrat Husayn, who came to convince Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stop da'wah, he was inspired in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He embraced Islam. He was over 80 at the time. As he's leaving, his son Imran is running behind his father, making his father's khidmah, helping his father. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. So Sahaba asked him, why do you cry? He says, I'm very touched that when Husayn came in first to fight against Allah's deen, I didn't see his son do much. Now the father embraced Islam. I'm seeing the love and the kindness of the son towards the father increase many, many fold. So that's what made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emotional. So it seems he was elderly, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't change his name. Or Husayn is a permissible name because it means a minor fortress. That's why we have the kitab Al-Hisnul Hasin, a very important kitab for all Muslims, especially students like you and I, because these are the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accumulated, and we should read this and learn this kitab and read these prophetic teachings. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam's name was also Husayn. But anyway, it seems due to an affinity and an attachment, love, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed his name. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to change. names that didn't have good or suitable meanings. Like Medina Munawwara was originally named Yathrib, because Yathrib bin Amil was one of the previous people who founded or found the city geographically, and he lived there and he named it after him. Or it was named there for other reasons, named like that. But because the connotation, the meaning, the content, or the meaning of Yathrib is bad, it means destruction or to destroy. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed it. That Medina Munawwara is not to destroy, it is to uplift the world and construct the world and teach the world and guide the world and help the world. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed it to Al-Madina. That's why we know it as Al-Madinatul Munawwara and Tayba Taba, Tayba, the city of Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The last Sahabi to pass away in Medina Munawwara, his name was, he was young, he was a little boy. His father was Sa'd. And the son's name was Hazan. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, he asked the boy, what's your name? He says, Hazan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, you are Sahal. So Hazan is a negative word, grieve. A believer doesn't grieve. A believer goes through a grieving period, but he overcomes that with the help of Allah. He doesn't grieve all his life. There's du'as to read. There's Allah's assistance to seek. And that period passes. It's a passing phase. And even through that grief, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to face the grief. When his beloved son Ibrahim passed away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was tearing, crying. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf asked him, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you crying? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is mercy that Allah has placed in the heart. And Ibrahim will have a mother in Jannah to wean him, to suckle him. Because Ibrahim passed away and he didn't drink also his full share of his mother's milk. Hazrat Maria Qibtiyah radiallahu anha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was grieving because he loved his child. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman asked him, you grieve? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this is mercy Allah has placed in the heart. And then he said, he taught what is the haqq, what is huquq, what is hudud, as our elders say. Inna al-ayna la tadma' wa inna al-qalba la yahzan wa la naqulu illa ma yurdi rabbana. The heart grieves, the eyes flow and tear, but we'll never utter anything that displeases Allah. So yes, we are human beings. We face challenges. And we ask Allah assistance and we overcome those challenges. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed that Sahabi's name from grieve to Sahal, easygoing, approachable, soft, kind, Sahal. He was the last Sahabi to pass away in Medina Munawwara. So here also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changed the name of Hazrat Abdullah. And then he's passing the bazaar and he's holding a heap of firewood. So someone asked him, you don't need to do this, you're so well to do. Others can do it. He says, you know what? I wanted to repel arrogance from my heart. I heard Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, he will not enter Jannah who has a mustard seed or an iota, a barley's weight of pride in his heart. Meaning Allah save us. He has to go to hell to get that cleansed. Then only he can gain access into paradise. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, three qualities are pertinent when it comes to humility. The pinnacle of humility is in three qualities. Number one, that he makes salam first. Ayyabda, makes salam first. Number two, to be contented, even though the place to sit is of lesser honor, biduni min al majlis, min sharaf al majlis. Someone else got a better seat, he takes another seat that's of lesser honor, he's comfortable with that. He's not upset that he doesn't have the best place to sit in. And number three is he dislikes to show people what he does, or he dislikes it that people hear of him. Meaning he wants to make Allah happy. So these are three qualities that every one of us can learn. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, for humility, number one, to make salam first. What a beautiful quality. Through that, Allah Ta'ala will cleanse us. Allah Ta'ala will make us humble. Greet people politely. Greet people lovingly. Greet people respectfully. There's a way to greet also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when greeting, the beloved of Allah will greet with a smile. أَكْثَرُهُمَا تَبَسُّمًا. To greet with a smile. Greet with kindness. What a beautiful masala. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. Shakil was showing me, Mulana Shakil, the other day. How beautifully. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, he writes in his sharh of Al-Muhadhab. What a beautiful practice. And mashallah, 80% of us here are Shafi'i. So such a beautiful practice that we should bring alive in our life. That yes, we are making salam to everyone on the right and left already. But in the Shafi'i madhab, there's an istihbab. He says there's istihbab to actually greet the person on the right and greet the person on the left. And I'm just thinking generally, sometimes, inshallah, in future, in your masajid, there could be many, many, hundreds and thousands, inshallah, make big intention and more, of new Muslims coming into the masjid. Now that person who came into the masjid for the first time, he's a revert or he's far from deen. And imagine, he doesn't know that you're greeting him because he doesn't even know the masla. Already you're greeting him with the salam. So Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes, it's mustahab to actually physically greet him thereafter. What a beautiful practice. That yes, you intended him, but then you greet him physically. What an amazing practice. That person came for the masjid first time in his life and he's thinking, hey, they greeted me with so much of kindness. I really want to go back to the masjid. How beautiful. Which sahabi? There was a sahabi, I ask you. Every day who used to make salah next to him, he didn't judge them for color or race or nationality. He used to hold their hands. He says, you all come with me home. Imagine as the imam of the masjid, you can do that and I can do that. How nice it'll be. Take the person home. Make his ikram. What a beautiful quality. Which sahabi? Every day, whoever came, take them home. Make the ikram and sit and eat with them. He was the imam of Masjid al-Nabawi in Hazrat Umar's time. What was his name? Hazrat Tamim ibn Awsin, mashallah. Ad-Dairi al-Lakhmi al-Falastini, radiyallahu. Whoever, take them home. He used to take them to his house. What beautiful qualities we learn from the greatest of people. Ulaika ashabun nabiyyi wa hizbihi. وَلَوْلَا هُمُ مَا كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْلِمُ وَلَوْلَا هُمُ كَادَ التَّمِيدُ بِأَهْلِهَا. This earth would have been shaking and trembling and collapsing. وَلَوْلَا هُمُ كَادَ التَّمِيدُ بِأَهْلِهَا وَلَكِنْ رَوَاسِيهَا وَأُوْتَادُهَا هُمُ. He says, you think it's the mountains that keep the earth firm? It's actually the Sahaba who brought alive deen. وَلَوْلَا هُمُ كَانَ الظَّلَامًا بِأَهْلِهَا. This entire universe would have been dark if it wasn't for the Sahaba Kiram, because they brought alive the deen in the four corners of the world. Walakin masabihuha wa nujumuha humu. That's why when we take the names of the Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu anhum, take their names correctly. Take their names with the greatest of respect. And let's finish with this. Hassan Basri, one or two statements quickly. Hassan Basri rahimahullah would say that what is humility and humbleness? When you leave your home, every person you see, consider him as better than you. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi would say, actually, don't even look down upon the non-Muslim. And Maulana Qasim Sema rahmatullah alayhi said the same thing as well. Don't even look down upon the non-Muslim, because he might gain iman. And you and I, maybe because of belittling Allah's creation, could be deprived of iman.